The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. The crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy frosty morning once again to everybody. Soon as King David becomes king of Israel, the very first thing that he does is he places the Ark of the Covenant in the center of the city. Now let's remember what the Ark of the Covenant was. Ark of the Covenant was a box fashioned by Moses, 1.5 by 1.5 by 2.5 cubits in dimension, covered in gold, inside and out, made of acacia wood. Inside of the Ark of the Covenant were placed the tablets of the Ten Commandments, the manna from the desert, and the staff of Aaron. But most importantly, the Ark of the Covenant was considered to be the dwelling place of God among his people, and it had been dwelling in a tent off to the side of town. First thing David does when he becomes king, places the Ark of the Covenant in the center of the city. And the scriptures say as soon as he does that, he experienced rest from all of his enemies round about. David had never known rest. David was a warrior. David was a fighter. David had been nothing but pursued and chased and harassed all his life, given rest from his enemies round about. And Israel, too, had rest from their enemies for the very first time they've ever known since the day they left Egypt. Now understand, it wasn't world peace. They were still surrounded by enemies. But they were given rest when the ark was placed in the center of the city. And something similar is meant to happen to us when we place God at the center of our hearts. Jesus says, "Here are my mother, here are my brothers. Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is brother and sister and mother to me." Very strange thing for a rabbi to say. In a society that valued blood ties so highly that they were second only to the love of God, you would never find an ancient rabbi saying, "My followers are my family." However, Jesus has two families. He has a family in time, and he has a family in eternity. You can't be part of Jesus' family in time. Too late for that, and all the spots are taken. But we can be part of Jesus' family in eternity, and that's not just figuratively speaking. Now, that's real. Here's why. What makes a family? What makes a family? Here's what makes a family. A common love that gives forth common life. The life of the Trinity is the love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what the life of the Trinity is. Anyone who does the Father's will enters into that life. That's why you're the family of God. Now understand, this means doing the will of the Heavenly Father and not just talking about it. Repenting from sin, surrendering to God, placing him at the center. Jesus is very emphatic. Not everyone who cries out, "Lord, Lord," is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Heavenly Father. But what is love but willing what's best for another? Surrender to the will of the Father is surrender to what's best for us. And the first consequence of that is rest. I always say this. If you're lacking in rest somewhere in your life, it's because somewhere in your life you're lacking in surrender. Somehow, God's not yet at the center. Somehow, he's still in a tent off on the side of town. Now, if there's one guy who ever put God at the center of his life, it's our saint for the day, St. Vincent. St. Vincent was a deacon and a martyr in the days of the Roman Emperor Diocletian, about the year 300 AD, and something real extraordinary happened to Vincent, something that happened to almost none of the Christians, none that I've ever heard of before, in the days of the ancient Roman persecutions. Vincent was approached by Roman authorities and told that he would be given freedom, pardon for all of his crimes, if only he would renounce Jesus Christ and burn the scriptures. And Vincent so steadfastly refused. He said, "I don't want any freedom you can give. I'm already free." So steadfastly refused this offer that they gave Vincent a grisly, grisly death. You ready for this? They stretched his body on the rack, raked him with iron pikes, poured salt into his wounds, burned him alive over an open grill, but not enough to kill him, just enough to torture him, then threw him into a prison covered with shards of glass until he died. But he did so with such peace and such resignation that it led to the conversion of all of his executioners, including the conversion of his jailer. How's it possible? How's it possible? God was at the center. Very simple lesson for us to learn. Lifetime lesson for us to employ. Let's strive to do so and ask for his prayers to help us today. Saint Vincent, deacon and martyr, pray for us.